listening to a Sharesies podcast.
Do you have any view on the tax differences? So we've got tax on the sale of direct crypto holdings. There's the FIF rules, which is for international holdings. Anything you can share about that for New Zealand investors?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to talk carefully because I'm not a tax lawyer, but I sit close to some tax lawyers and we spend a lot of time talking about this. Our tax team has worked quite closely with IRD in developing some of their policy around crypto. And obviously, we work with a lot of clients in this space to try and sort of solve problems. So the thing with Bitcoin, if you're just buying it yourself and holding it and selling it, is that IRD takes the view that because you can't really, holding Bitcoin doesn't give you a rights to a dividend or something, doesn't give you a right to a rental stream like if you own a property, then it's an asset that if you're buying it, you must be buying it with the idea of reselling it, either by as an investment or even if actually you pay for something with it. Because it's not money, when you pay for something with it, you're effectively selling it. So that's why IRD takes this view that, like gold, which is treated in much the same way, that if you buy Bitcoin at $100, great bargain, and you sold it then at $150, then that $50 gain that you make is effectively gain that you made from an asset that you bought with the intention of selling. So therefore, you pay full income tax on that asset. Now, that's obviously different from just buying shares where you're buying them for a long-term investment with the expectation perhaps of dividends. So without having a capital gains tax in New Zealand, if you then sell them, then the gain that you make on the sale of those shares would generally be tax-free unless you were in the business of buying and selling shares or specifically you had bought them with the intention of reselling them. Now, this is for New Zealand shares. We'll get into sort of foreign shares and the FIF regime in a sec. So if you had a fund that you invested in and then you sold your interest in the fund and made a profit, you would normally think that that would be treated in the same way as shares, so it would be effectively tax-free so long as you weren't trading or bought with the intention of resale. The issue with these ETFs, I think, that people need to think about carefully, and we don't really know all of the answers yet, and you probably should take tax advice if you have an issue, because for a start, they are US funds. So if you're a tax resident in New Zealand and you buy them, then you need to think about the FIF rules, which are the FIF, FIF Foreign Investment Fund rules. And they say that if you hold interests in shares that are overseas based of more than a threshold, de minimis threshold of $50,000, then you need to actually pay tax on them, generally applying for an individual investor something called the fair dividend rate, where you assess sort of 5% of the value by cost of what you've bought once a year with adjustments for quick sales and things like that. It all gets very complicated. And then you pay income tax at your marginal tax rate on that 5% value. What it means in effect is that if you own foreign shares, that you have to make a small tax payment each year, even if you haven't sold them and even if you haven't been paid dividends. On the other hand, by making that payment, if they do pay you dividends, then you don't pay any extra tax on those. It's my understanding, not a tax lawyer, get some advice. What that means is for these ETFs is because they are foreign funds, if you are above that threshold, you may need to pay tax using that sort of small calculation, even if you don't sell them. So in some respects, that might be worse than holding but not selling Bitcoin directly. On the other hand, if you want to sell your Bitcoin and you make a big profit, then you pay tax on the whole profit. If you want to sell your interest in the ETF, then you come to the analysis of, well, why did you buy them? Were you trading or were you buying with the intention of resale? And probably the one thing we haven't quite figured out yet or that people need to think about is, can you buy shares in a US ETF which is never going to pay you a dividend because it holds Bitcoin? It's not a company. It's not investing in companies that aren't going to pay you a dividend for something other than the intention of resale. So I'm just going to plant that seed because it's for tax people to figure out. But, you know, don't necessarily believe everything you read on Reddit. a couple of our tax partners have been reading some of the comments and going, yeah, that's not quite right. So just be aware that the tax always is going to be complicated when it's Bitcoin.
Investing involves risk. You might lose the money you start with. We recommend talking to a licensed financial advisor. We also recommend reading product disclosure documents before deciding to invest.